We interrupt this hiatus to bring you a special episode of the Nerdiest Podcast in the Midwest, an episode where we're going to be talking about how to get your hands on free comic books here on the Midwestern Nerds Podcast. I am your host, Brian Stoffel. Before I introduce my special guest this week, we are the Midwestern Nerds. That's MIDWESTERNERDS. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Midwestern Nerds. We are the Midwestern Nerds podcast on Facebook. If you'd like to send us an email, you can send that to MidwesternNerds@gmail.com. You can find and stream and listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. This week, we are talking about the most wonderful time of the year. No, it's not Christmas. It's a day kind of like Christmas because you do get free stuff. You get free comic books on Free Comic Book Day. It is happening in exactly 1 week from the release of this podcast, Saturday, May 4th. I have a special guest joining us this week to talk about Free Comic Book Day. He works at House of Heroes Comics and Games in downtown Oshkosh. Welcome to the show, Tripper Peck. Tripper, welcome. How's it going, man?
It's going. Thanks for having me, Brian. Yeah, it's going really good.
All right, so break it down for us. Introduce Free Comic Book Day to listeners who might not know what it is about. Do you get all comic books for free? What's going on?
No, you don't get everything for free. Sometimes people think that, and no, it's not that. Basically, what it is first Saturday in May, every year, the publishers put out a bunch of new free books, kind of setting up their big events, giving you previews for what's going to happen, or just previews for books that are coming out. You get to pick out some stuff. There's everything from all ages, so stuff going for really early readers to even mature titles are coming out this year, everything in between. I can almost guarantee that if you come, I will find you something for you. That's how much different stuff they do. It's not just superheroes. There's like everything under the sun now. So
it sounds like a pretty big deal. And how big has Free Comic Book Day been for House of Heroes and Oshkosh in the past?
You know, it feels like every year it just keeps getting bigger. The first one I went to, I feel like I was one of the first ones in line, and that was probably 15 years ago. That was not as much as I thought, and now it feels like from open to middle of the afternoon, it's nonstop. People just coming through, getting their books, just talking nerd. It's awesome. Like, it's huge. We have the line going out our door through our alley. It's insane. Like, the amount of people that come through that day.
Break it down for us. Things are going to be a little bit different this year at House of Heroes for Free Comic Book Day. Let's talk about some of those changes, some of those differences that are going to be happening.
Yeah. It's not going to be super different from how we've done it before. Before, you'd come in, we have all our free books in the back of our store, kind of up on this wall. You won't miss it. Trust me, if you came in, you will not miss it. And you could pick anything you wanted from there. This year, what we're doing is when you show up in line, we're actually going to give you a tweet that's going to be able to check mark off certain titles you want. It's not everything we're going to have, but it's what we think are some of the really cool books this year or stuff to help you kind of move through that line quicker. You're still going to be able to pick out what you want when you get in there. So if you don't see something that you specifically came for on that list, don't worry. We more than likely have it. But that way we figured we can get you in, get you through a little quicker. Also, it gets you a chance to sign up for one of our rewards account through the store. Totally free, nothing to do with it. If you're just buying stuff at the store, you get reward points. Not only are you getting free comics that day, but you're getting an account to get even free rewards when you buy stuff with. It's just like, we're giving away so much stuff that day. It's insane.
So with the free comic books, with the rewards, what else can people expect when they walk in the doors at House of Heroes?
You know, we're going to have, I think, a bunch of costumes and cosplayers are going to be there this year. We might have some special appearances from some Star Wars stuff. There's going to be just sales going on that day, I know. just kind of everything. It's like you kind of said, it's like Christmas, except better, because for Christmas, for everything geeky and nerdy. So it's my Christmas. How's that?
I can attest. It's definitely my Christmas too. I love Free Comic Book Day. I've been lucky enough to help you guys out at House of Heroes over the past, God, probably almost 10 years at this point. And every year, like you said, it gets bigger, it gets better. Like you said, not only do you get free comic books, but you get to, you know, just see people that you don't get to see that often that come every year. You get to see the cool cosplayers that show up. Sometimes there's creators or writers or artists that show up on those days. You never know what's going to happen. What is one of your best memories that you have from Free Comic Book Day? Out of the ones that you've either participated in, that you've helped work?
You know, probably I have a corny answer and I have my super geeky answer. So I'll go with the geeky answer first. Because for me, it was just getting Blackest Night Zero when that came out, that big Green Lantern event. I went with a friend. We were waiting in line for that book. It was just like, we got our copies and we're like reading them going out the door. We were like so excited for that. So that's like, for me, a really special memory, because I'm just like, oh my goodness, I get to read this book. It's going to be amazing. Like that one. And the super corny answer now is like being here, working at all that stuff. And I think you can attest to this too. So hopefully I'm not speaking for you, but I think you might agree. It's seeing just everybody that day. I know it's super corny, but it's so cool to see so many familiar faces, like faces we see maybe weekly, monthly, even yearly for this thing, new faces, just the excitement that people have for this. That's something that like I can't describe how good it makes me feel, seeing just people happy getting a free comic book and just being able to like geek out for a minute, because that's really, for me, the coolest part of the whole thing. Is those new faces, those returning faces, everything, just having a good time. And it makes all the work worth it, is just seeing everybody having a good time that day.
That kind of, yeah, sums up my answer for it. Yeah. It's seeing all the people. I've met so many people at Free Comic Book Day that, you know, I might have seen once or twice in the store, but then just like working it and, you know, hanging out with those guys year after year, getting to know them a little bit better. You guys behind the counter, I feel like I got to know even better just working those events too. And then, like you said, just getting the chance to give people free books, new books, get them into some of the things that you love. You get a lot of people in during that day that don't read comic books, that are just like, what is this? What's going on? It's free stuff.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you just see them come into the store and they're just like, hey, I checked this out. I really liked it. What's something that's similar to that? Or even just as they're walking through the store, once they're in the door and they've got their books in their hand, they're like, awesome, I got this free Spider-Man book. Like, what else do they have of Spider-Man? Like, I'm zoned, I'm jacked, I'm in it now. And it's those kinds of opportunities that, like you said, you never know what's going to come through the door.
Yes.
People, opportunities, just events, you never know what's going to happen. And it's just so much fun. You mentioned The Blackest Night as like your nerdy answer. And that's kind of what Free Comic Book Day is meant for, is setting up those big events, getting you like teasing those big stories that are coming out. What are some of the things that people can look forward to this year? What are some of those big books, those key things, or even just working behind the counter and seeing what's going to come in, maybe a hidden gem that maybe people don't have on their radar yet, but they should.
Yeah, definitely. I know for like the big three, probably through DC, Image, and Marvel, the three that I'm definitely like excited about, and I think if you're into the geek stuff, you really will, is from DC is launching their Absolute Power event. That's their big event this summer that's kind of spinning out of their recent Suicide Squad. And if you're just reading any of the DC books, if you pick that one shot up on Free Comic Book Day, you actually see like, oh, the stuff from Batman's tying in, and the stuff from Wonder Woman, and even Green Lantern, like all these books are kind of coming together. So it's a really cool moment there where you're kind of seeing all those threads start to come together to that event that I think launches in July. Marvel has, I think, three big offerings. They have their Marvel Voices, which is showing like unique and creators who are like different voices coming in, doing different types of stories, focusing on characters we don't normally do. characters of color, characters of different part of the pride spectrum, all that kind of stuff coming in there. And that book's really cool. They're launching their Blood Hunt event, which is their big event this year too. DC's got theirs, Marvel's got theirs, where vampires are taking over the Marvel universe. That also has a preview for the upcoming X-Men relaunch. The Krakoan era is kind of over. They're launching with the new creative teams this summer. And I know like Gail Simone's writing it. David Marquez is drawing it. So that's a creative team I love. They also have their big Spider-Man book, which is like Spider-Man and the Ultimate Universe. So if you've been following any of the Ultimate Spider-Man stuff, you definitely want to pick that one up. And then from Image, the Energon universe, which is like the surprise hit of the year with the whole Transformers and G.I. Joe. I kind of got a chance to like flip through that one quick when it came in. And if you've been reading Energon stuff, you know, like every issue is like a big deal. This one is like kind of crazy for what it's setting up for like the new year. There's some really, really cool page turns in that one that are just like, oh man, I didn't expect that. So that's like the big three ones, I'd say, for your geeks. Otherwise, I know there's like Ninja Turtles is coming out that day. There's Pokemon, a couple of Star Wars books, because of course it's May the 4th. You got to have Star Wars on that day. Like you can't not have Star Wars. Come on. But even from like the kids books, I know we'll have a bunch of kids stuff. Disney's got books this year. Encanto has one. But honestly, if you're saying like the weird, maybe gem this year for me is Mad Magazine is having a special that day and it's all their superhero stuff. And I grew up loving Mad Magazine and I just kind of was like the grin on my face, I can't express when we got those and I saw the Mad Magazine in front of me where I was just like, this is like everything I want it to be right now. It's so cool. That's my one at least. So yeah, something to look forward to, I guess.
A lot of good stuff from Marvel, a lot of good stuff from DC. I'm going to list two books. You mentioned one, and there's another one that are on my radar that are my two big ones. The Ninja Turtles, which you mentioned. Yes. So that is kind of doing a relaunch of its own. They wrapped up the current TMNT stuff in the comics after 150 issues. Now they're bringing in Jason Aaron, the writer of Thor. So if you liked what you saw in Love and Thunder with the God Butcher and the Mighty Thor, he wrote those comics and he's a really great writer. I'm excited for those Turtles books coming out. And then the Doctor Who issue that's coming out too. Yes. It's the first comic book appearance of the new Doctor. So it's a taste of what's to come from that before that season kind of kicks off on Disney Plus later in the month to get you all hyped and going. But otherwise, yeah, I'm a big Marvel guy, so the Spider-Man stuff, the X-Men, the Ultimate Universe, stuff about that too. Absolute Power, is that the DC one that you mentioned?
Yes, that's the DC one right there.
I'm curious about that because I've been reading a little bit more DC than I usually do too, so it'll be interesting to see what's coming on with that. But Free Comic Book Day, it's one of those great things, especially with House of Heroes, where just go in. If you're going to read it, just pick what's interesting to you. One of the big things that I really love about how House of Heroes does it is Free Comic Book Day at most places you go to, you get like one book or you can pick like, you know, two, three, maybe four if you're lucky. And then you kind of just have to hop from comic shop to comic shop if there's others on the list that you want. House of Heroes, if you're going to read it, they're going to give it to you. If you see 10 books up on the wall that you're like, those look really interesting, I'd like to check them out, they'll give them to you. It's more inviting, and it's kind of what the day should be, you know? It's kind of what we talked about with what our favorite things about Free Comic Book Day is to introduce these books to people, to introduce comics to people, to get them excited about what's going on and maybe get them hooked into the things that you love, which is comic books, which is what we're talking about right now. So if all of this sounds real good and real fun and exciting, Tripper, when is Free Comic Book Day? Where can people come to pick up their books in Oshkosh? Give us the details.
I'll give you everything real quick. Here's my big sales pitch, I guess, right at the end. So Free Comic Book Day, it's the first Saturday in May, May 4th. We are going to be open 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. that day. We're at 407 North Main Street. Right downtown Oshkosh, can't miss us, anything like that. The line's gonna be on our side door on our Algoma entrance right there, so don't line up at the front on Main Street, come to the other side. Every year I gotta tell people that, it's okay. with Free Comic Day 2, we're also going to be running a food drive that day. We're not asking you that you need to bring something in to get free books, but, you know, giving back to the community is always a good feeling right there. And yeah, from there, it's going to be, like I said, 11 to 6. You can come on in, take what you're going to read. It's just a great day. I really don't know what else to say other than just show up, and I can guarantee you you're going to have a good time. Like, even if you walk out with one comic, trust me, it's one comic, and I will find you something you like.
To piggyback off of that, like Tripper said, if you're going into this, if you have no idea where to even begin to start with comic books, not only will Tripper be there to help you out, but yours truly, I will also be there handing out the free comic books to you guys. So if you have any questions, either one of us or anybody that's working in the store would be more than happy to help you guys out, give you some good recommendations, not just with the free stuff, but things inside the store as well. So don't be afraid to ask. We hope that you all come and say hi. We'll give you some free books, but it's always fun. Like we were talking about, one of our favorite things is just to see the people. So
yes.
May 4th, first Saturday of the month. Tripper, anything else you want to add before we wrap this up?
Honestly, just thank you for having me first. I'll say that much. But yeah, I can't express how much fun it is. Like, it's my favorite day of the year. So that's what I got for you there.
We have been your Midwestern Nerds. That's MIDWESTERNERDS. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Midwestern Nerds. We are the Midwestern Nerds podcast on Facebook. If you'd like to send us an email, you can send that to MidwesternNerds@gmail.com. You can find and stream and listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please remember to rate and review, share and subscribe, be kind, please rewind. All of these things help this podcast to continue to improve and grow and be the Midwestern Nerds podcast that you, the listener, want to listen to. We'd like to thank my guest, Tripper, for joining us this week as we talked about Free Comic Book Day 2024. Remember, that is the first Saturday in May. May 4th, may the 4th be with you, Star Wars Day. Doors open at 11 o'clock in downtown Oshkosh. Be there or be square. And if you liked this episode, if you liked this content, please not only reach out to the Midwestern Nerds podcast on social media, but also let Tripper know, let House of Heroes know. I've got some ideas for some really cool collaborations that we could do on this podcast. And if you want that content, please let them know, let me know, let us all know so that we can get that planned and scheduled and out to you guys to listen to as well. For your Midwestern Nerds this week, I have been Brian Stoffel. And whether it's beer, brats, comics, or pops, keep it nerdy.